Awesome. Welcome back to the Budweiser On Deck Show. Jordy Feeplatt joined by Missions relief pitcher Tucker Musgrove. Tucker, first off, you've kind of had a month now in Double A. How are you feeling like you're settling in? What were some of the biggest transitions that you had to overcome?
Yeah, I think I'm settling in well. I think that the step up from High A to Double A was more competition-based. I think it's more, hitters are more disciplined, and what I have to do stays the same. I have to attack the zone with my good stuff and really go at guys. So I think as far as what I'm doing, nothing's changed.
Coming out of NAIA, you were a two-way player. Talk to me a little bit about what that experience is like, kind of having to do all at once and, you know, make sure you're focusing on one and the other as much as you can.
Yeah, in college, I was primarily a center fielder, I would say. Pitching was something that I was always good at, but I think my focus was in the field. A lot of the times I'd play eight innings in center and come in for the ninth and close. So pitching was kind of a background thought for me. I worked on it and threw some bullpens, but never really gave it the level of dedication and focus that I'm giving it now. So it's really cool to explore the side of the ball.
What makes NAIA unique? What was that experience like to kind of to get looks, to build yourself within that program at University of Mobile?
Yeah, I think that they let me develop naturally. I think anywhere else I really wouldn't have been able to do both sides of the ball. I would have had to choose one and go with it. So I'm really grateful for that opportunity that Coach Seymour at the University of Mobile gave me. He let me explore my abilities without hindrance. So I think that all in all, my baseball IQ, athleticism, anything that isn't like stock skill pitching related has improved from that. I also think that the NAI getting looks out of there, it was tough. I think that without some playing against some coaches that had a background in professional baseball that kind of kickstarted that train of getting my name out there, telling some scouts about me. But after that ball started rolling, it wasn't much different than anyone else.
Did you have opportunities elsewhere coming out of high school, or was that kind of where you had the opportunity? And again, how much do you learn from an experience like that?
Yeah, I had a couple of small JUCO opportunities, but I went on a field trip out of high school to the University of Mobile, and I saw the baseball coach there. His name was Coach Jacobs. I saw him in the cafeteria, just approached him and asked him if I could try out for the team. I was hungry for a spot in collegiate baseball, and I think he saw that. I got the tryout and signed shortly after with them. So, really cool story.
And you got selected by the Padres after being able to get those looks. You had to deal with a lot of injuries, and now you're a full-time pitcher. Take me through a little bit of that process and kind of having to give up the hitting, at least for now, and you know how hard that was.
Yeah, at first I was disappointed. I thought I was a good hitter. I thought that my skills would have translated well, but it took me about a month to fully get over it. But now that we're on the other side of that, I'm embracing this side of the ball. I'm loving it. I've never, like I told you, being a two-way, I never really got to explore everything that pitching had to offer. So I think that this time away from the hitting side has been very beneficial for me developing as a pitcher for sure. And like you said, the injuries, my first experience in pro ball was in the rehab group. So I kind of acclimated to this lifestyle in the rehab group. I met a lot of older guys through that process that kind of showed me the ropes. And I think overall that process made me a better person and a better baseball player. So I'm grateful for it.
How do you maintain the confidence and belief that things are going to work out when you're going through that type of stuff? You getting drafted in 23, not getting to pitch until 25. What's going through your mind during that period?
It was a lot of frustration, a lot of impatience, I think, that I had to fight. It was me wanting to prove myself, but not being able to for quite some time. I think it was like a 14 to 16 month recovery for me. I had a couple setbacks, but yeah, now that we're on the other side of that, I think I've proven myself and showing everybody what I can do. So I'm happy with where I'm at.
What have been the biggest learning experiences from being a full-time pitcher? You've talked about how you didn't get to spend a lot of time on the mound. What have you noticed in this time being able to hone in on it?
Yeah, so my background in the NAI, we didn't even have access to like TrackMan or Hawkeye. So really diving into like spin efficiency, shapes, axis, tilt, all the nerdy things on the pitching side of the ball, and just seeing how those little things can help me get a tick here or there. So I think it's been really cool.
How nice is it to see the way that all of your hard work has paid off here recently? You've been on a really nice stretch. What does that build in you going into this final stretch of the season, the belief that everything's kind of paid off the way it's all worked out?
Yeah, I think that my confidence really never has been shaken through this process. I think even through the tough outings and the walks, I knew I was a fix away from being right back into my top form. And my confidence tells me that when I'm at my best, I'm hard to beat. So that's kind of how I view it.
What can you take from some of the guys in the clubhouse who have been pitching for a long time? And Andrew Thurman comes to mind. What can you take from those types of guys to give you some of that knowledge maybe that you don't have as much because you haven't been pitching for very long?
Yeah, I think the things I take from those guys are their poise, their confidence, and the way they approach the day-to-day. It's a long season, and just watching how these guys handle the ins and outs day-to-day is very insightful, I think. So I think that's what I've taken most from them, just how to handle different situations that come up, and they're always there to talk to and lend an ear if I have anything to say.
What has Eric Abreu provided you as someone with big league experience with the Braves the last couple of years? What sort of insight can he give on where you want to go?
Yeah, I think Abreu is the man. He's an awesome coach. He provides different perspectives than I've ever heard, like unique tips or ways to explain a situation that I may not have thought about or heard before. So I think he's a great coach, and I'm excited to keep working with him.
Thank you so much for the time, Tucker.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
We'll be right back on the Budweiser On Deck Show with starting lineups and first pitch here in Amarillo.